How much matzah must we actually eat on Seder night? So the halacha is that we have to eat a kezayis of matzah, the size of an olive. Now what's interesting is that the Gemara tells us, well, there's a Gemara in Yoma and Krisus, which if you put them together, it seems that the size of an egg equals two olives. So there are two olives in an egg. Now, our modern day eggs are certainly much larger than two olives. So some of the poskim understand that maybe olives of Eretz Yisrael were much larger than they were. So the way we measure olives, or many poskim measure olives, is by measuring an egg. So two olives are in an egg. Now, the problem is there's another Gemara in Ervin, or a couple of Gemaras in Ervin, which seem, if you put them together, it seems that they're actually three olives in an egg. In other words, is the size of a kezayis of an olive, is that a half of an egg or is it a third of an egg? So this is a machlokas. This is a debate between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos believes that an olive is the size of a half of an egg, and the Rambam believes is that the size of an olive is one third of an egg. And the Shulchan Aruch says that some say that an olive is half of an egg. And again, the Yamshel Shlomo points out that even though that olives seem to be less than a half of an egg, they calculate based on olives of Eretz Yisrael, which were probably much larger. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins is that regarding Torah obligations, we follow the stringent view and eat the size of a half of an egg. And for rabbinic requirements, we use the size of a third of an egg. Now, so it would seem then, that for the mitzvah of motzi matzah, which is a mitzvah doraisa, so we should follow Tosus's view and take a half of an egg. That's the size we should use. But for, let's say, afikoman or korech, which are rabbinic, so those we should follow the size of a third of an egg. The truth is, though, that there's another stringency which is involved here. So first of all, there's a question between Tosfos and the Rambam, is the relationship between an olive and an egg. And then there's a second question, which is the Nota Behuda of Yecheskel Landau in the 18th century carefully measured the width of thumbs and eggs. Why do you measure thumbs? Because the Gemara rules that a revi'is of a lug, a fourth of a lug, is, the Gemara says, that it's 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzba'ot. An etzba is the width of a thumb. Now, a revi'is is 1.5 eggs. So when he carefully measured the width of thumbs and the width of eggs, he discovered that the two do not yield equal measurements. In fact, the measurement yield by the thumbs, the 2 by 2, in other words, a revius is 1.5 eggs, and 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbos, 2 by 2 by 2.7 thumbs, is the size of a revius, which is 1.5 eggs. So when he measured the thumbs and the eggs, it turned out that the measurement yielded by thumbs was twice the size of the amount yielded by eggs. So he assumed that the size of people's thumbs had not changed since the times of the Gemara. And he concludes that eggs were half the size that they were in the time of the Talmud. So in other words, there's one question, maybe olives were larger than they used to be. And there's another question, were eggs larger than they used to be? So he believed that the size of a kezayis and a kebetza of an olive and egg is double the size than what was previously thought. The Vilna Gaon, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Rekiva Eger supported the Nota Behuda. The Aruch HaShulchan opposed the stringency for a variety of reasons. Rav Chaim Nah also disagreed with the Nota Behuda. The Chazon Ish defends Rav Yecheskel Landau's ruling, the Nota Behuda's ruling. People very often talk about the Shita, the Shir of the Chazon Ish. It was really the Nota Behuda, but the Chazon Ish famously supported this opinion. What emerges is that if you take the double chumrah, the double stringency of Tosfos and the Chazon Ish as to how big an olive is to an egg, and the 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbaos as being the size of a revius, which is 1.5 eggs, so then what you emerge is the following: that a kabetza is 100 cubic centimeters. And then basically a kezayis, an unshelled kezayis, is basically 47 and a half cubic centimeters. And the so in other words, the bottom line is the following. If you take into account both stringencies of the Tosos and the Noda Bihuda slash Chazon Ish, so then what emerges is the shear of a kezias. If you do the, all the calculations, it typically ends up being about 40% of a hand matzah. If you take the leniency of the Rambam and you take and you don't double the size that the Noda Bihuda did, so then you emerge with about 1/6 of a handmade shmur matzah. So what emerges from here is the following. If you're following this analysis, this halachic analysis, so then for motzi matzah, I would say, you should have 4/10 of a handmade matzah. For korech and afikoben, you should have 1/6 of a handmade matzah. I will say, though, that there are those who hold that the shear of a kezias is the size of a current olive. We don't say that, well, let's think what the size of olives were back in the day, because the Gemara says that we measure an olive by the size of an egg, and the eggs in those days were much larger. No, maybe the shear of a kezias is the volume of a kezias of nowadays. So if you take that view, then it's a much smaller shear of 1/16 of a handmade matzah. So those are different opinions regarding the amount of matzah you have to have. Probably the absolute most minimum, if you take a kezias of nowadays, that's 1/16 of a hand matzah. If you're measuring it by the size of an egg, and you take the lenient view of the Rambam, and you don't double the shear for the Chazon Ish and the Noda Bihuda, then you're talking about 1/6 of a handmade matzah. And if you are following all the strictures of the Tosos, saying that an olive is half of an egg, and really we have to double the size of an egg nowadays because of the measurement of the thumbs, so then you'd amount to about 40% of a handmade matzah.